Mullen Park in Maynooth, an estate desired by first-time buyers and snapped up by a so-called cuckoo fund, proved the flashpoint for change to taxation and planning to stop bulk buying of properties. After 2 weeks of deliberations, the government unveiled its strategy last night. The immediate measure is a stamp duty hike applying at a rate of 10% to purchases of 10 or more houses within a 12-month period. It will not apply to bulk buying apartments. New planning guidelines to local authorities will also seek to keep houses and duplexes in future developments out of the reach of those seeking to buy in bulk. The opposition says the new measures do not go far enough. And in a separate development, a Sinn Féin motion on affordable housing passed without a vote in the Dáil last night. We're going to talk shortly to Sinn Féin's finance spokesman, Piers Doherty. But first, let's hear some of the contributions to last night's Dáil debate. Here's Fine Gael TD for Dublin Midwest, Eimear Higgins, hitting out at the opposition's criticism of the government's housing plans.
This Sinn Féin bill seems to be built on the idea that we should borrow €6 billion every year for 10 years. But with a balance sheet of about €266 billion, that is just not practical. Minister O'Brien is bringing forward legislation to address the issue of investment funds competing with first-time buyers. Will Sinn Féin support that? Or will they stick with their tried and tested policy of delay, 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 oppose, oppose, oppose? The truth is that the policy of opposition for the sake of opposition will deliver nothing for anybody.
Labour TD for Dublin Fingal, Duncan Smith, said in his view the government's housing plans are creating a lost generation of renters.
The road I grew up on in Fingal, we had people who worked in Supercrin, we had people who worked in the local pub, we had painters and decorators, we had retired people, we had porters in banks, we had a postman. The whole gamut of people were able to afford a mortgage and a decent home in a good area. People are working as hard now as they have in the past, but the state is not living up to its obligations. There is a lost generation out there. The way things are going, we could have two lost generations. I don't want to be here or anywhere, whether it's here on a bar stool in 10 years' time, having this same conversation.
Piers Doherty, good morning.
Good morning to you.
We'll talk about that motion on affordable housing in a little while, but let's come to these measures to curb these so-called cuckoo funds. A 10% stamp duty on bulk buying over 10 properties. Now, Pascal Donoghue says his advice is that this will be a strong disincentive to these funds. I know you disagree. Why?
Well, look, this was the moment where the government could have said no more, could have brought these cosy sweetheart tax deals to an end and could have ensured that first-time buyers and others who wanted to purchase properties were prioritised, but they have failed to do so. And indeed, what they've done is they've set out a green light to investment funds to say basically the majority of houses that happened in Dublin City, it's open season for you, and we've made so many exemptions and the tax rate at such a low level that it won't really have any effect. And you can just see the impact that, for example, a 10% tax rate would have. If you look across the water, the British government had a 15% stamp duty, and they actually increased it in April on these funds up to 17% because it wasn't having the desired effect. So 10% isn't going to have the effect, because what they will do is they'll look over the lifetime of the investment over a 25-year period and still see that they'll make large returns on equity. So we believe that they've designed it at a low level, which really means gives an appearance to people that they're doing something, but in reality they're not. Because if they really wanted to do something, they would have taxed the profits of the funds. Because
I'm wondering,
the
though,
rents that these collect, they will still be tax-free.
What level of stamp duty would you have supported?
Well, we called for what is actually in place in the north and in Britain, so a 17% stamp duty. But crucially, we also said that you actually need to tackle the profits of the funds. So if you take it, for example, that IREFs, that's funds that hold property, they made €750 million profit last year, or 2019, the year we have records for, and they paid as little as €65 million tax. That means less than 10%. That's the problem here. You actually have to make sure that the tax is, arrangements that have been put in by Fine Gael and supported by Fianna Fáil over the last number of years are started to be dismantled. If you genuinely want to allow first-time buyers and other homeowners to not to be squeezed out of the market, The other problem we have is this. There is massive exemptions here. So the vast majority of homes in Dublin City, so 6 out of 7 homes in Dublin City
apartments.
Council area. Yeah, they're
that
apartments.
You're talking about. Before you get to the apartments, though, it isn't just a measure on stamp duty. There are also the planning measures, keeping these duplexes and houses and future developments out of the reach of those seeking to buy in bulk. So it isn't just a one strand. There are a number of strands here. Can those planning measures, and they are prospective and not retrospective, but can they have the desired effect?
Look, let's be clear in this here. This isn't going to have effect for years to come in relation to the planning measures. There's 80,000 planning applications that the government decided they're going to let through without any restrictions whatsoever on. Of course, they could have dealt with a retrospective. This happens on numerous occasions. We've seen it with, for example,
They say they couldn't deal retrospectively with it. And I'm presuming, and we'll talk to Pascal Donoghue later, that will have been their legal advice and advice from the Attorney General.
Look, new energy efficiency guidelines came in place recently, and they apply to all planning permissions, whether they were granted in the future or whether they were already granted
in
the past.
But this is about housing.
And that is exactly about housing. It's about energy efficiency for housing. So when you were building the house, you might have got planning permission 2 years ago. You haven't commenced it. New guidelines take place now, and you actually have to apply those new guidelines despite the fact that you got planning permission a number of years ago. We also have situations where local authorities de-zone property or land despite planning permission there. So there's numerous examples of how this has happened in the past. As I said, let's be clear in this here. This is a government that is trying to give a pretense that they are acting, because you'll have Pascal Donoghue on and he'll talk about how he's introducing stamp duty at a rate of 10% and this is going to close down the situation. But 6 months ago, I proposed, along with a number of suite of measures, how to actually end this process of the fund squeezing out first-time buyers. One of them was an increase in stamp duty at a proper rate. He refused to even look at it at that time. Pascal Donoghue, his government, doesn't want to go here. It is only because of public pressure that they have to now give a semblance that they're doing something. If they really wanted to do something, for example, they wouldn't also provide an exemption for all forward purchasing contracts that have already happened.
What
that means
about
thousands of homes that haven't been built yet are still going to be snapped up by these vulture funds?
Briefly, your Dáil motion, you'll have been surprised it got through last night, this motion on affordable housing. It's non-binding. The government can ignore it. What difference will it make, just briefly?
Well, look, again, this is Sinn Féin putting forward the solutions that need to start dealing with the housing crisis. And Ona Brin has been, time and time again, bringing forward motions. This is the third time in a week that we've brought forward solutions in terms of rental, in terms of vulture funds, and in terms of what we need to do in terms of social, affordable and cost rental. And what we need is what the Dáil has now agreed last night, and that is to double capital investment to build 20,000 homes over the next 5 years so we can actually make house ownership, proper rental at a reasonable cost, and social housing available to the many, many tens of thousands of people who have been abandoned by this government as a result of their policies, and has created a housing crisis by design as a result of their policies.
Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, thank you.